Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from April 13th, 2026. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ. Dorsey Wright. Mixed action for the indices. We follow on the video here from Friday's trading. Mixed for U.S. equity indexes. NASDAQ Composite, NASDAQ 100 slightly positive. Most others in negative territory. S&P down 11 basis points, roughly flat. Looking at commodities, saw crude down over 1%, dragging the broader space down, but also saw gold close down as well. Taking a look at the chart of crude oil here, seeing that reversal down into O's, down towards the mid-90s here, but even this morning after action over the weekend, seeing a trade back up towards the $100 level this morning. And then looking at gold, we saw it reverse back into X's with Friday's action at 47.80, putting in another higher bottom there on the chart, putting in support at 47.20. But even seeing a trade sort of a little bit flat, slightly lower this morning. So we'll keep an eye on that as well. Looking at NASDAQ 100, we see it like the NASDAQ Composite and even some other U.S. equity indexes coming up to a level of resistance here at 25,200. And we'll see if it's capable of breaking that this week. After that, we'd be looking at the index's all-time high there at 26,000. Similar sort of story here for the S&P 500, resistance at 6,800. Above that, we're looking at highs from 69.50, 7,000 there on the chart. As far as indicator action goes, worth keeping in mind, we're seeing some short-term indicators continue to show improvement. The WD weekly distribution for the NYSE moving back towards that really flat area, if you will, middle of the trading band for many stocks. So suggesting that we're seeing some stocks move back up towards that 50-day moving average, just may have moved above that 50-day moving average, but seeing the weekly oversold reading as well move out of oversold territory, lowest level we saw since April of last year. Ultimately, have seen it trade back towards sort of an overbought, a really kind of flat stance. Last time we were overbought was earlier this year. Looking at the 10-week, sort of similar action in terms of improvement, we continuing to climb. And the current column of X is maintaining above that 50% mark, at least on the chart there, hovering around 50% mark, suggesting whether half or a little more to maintain above their 50-day moving average. We're also seeing the bullish percent sitting above that 15% mark as well. So roughly half maintaining point and figure buy signals as we begin the week. As for earnings, that'll be the main highlight for many this week. Goldman Sachs kicking off today. We did see a return to a buy signal earlier this month, like a lot of charts, has overhead resistance. In this case, from 9.44 up to the highs at 9.76 there from January. JP Morgan reporting on Tuesday. We saw a return to a buy signal, currently challenging resistance there at 3.08, support in the $280 range. Additional resistance at 3.24, all-time high at 3.36 from January. Johnson and Johnson being one among those highlighting earnings on Wednesday the 14th there. We see it reverse down in March, but continues to kind of hang around there. Potentially look at or would look to smaller scale charts for support. Could even look at sort of the bottom of the trading band as the line of demarcation. But upcoming earnings for the 3 for 5 are there. We see Bank of America highlighting those on the 15th Wednesday, and at this point, we haven't seen a return to a buy signal on the default chart, but maintaining above that $50 mark here after coming down near the bullish support line. We'll watch that mid-40 range as a notable level of support, as we even see support at 45 dating back to August of last year for the 4 for 5. And then Netflix upcoming on the 16th there, NFLX moving back into a positive trend to finish off week before last trading, or to kick off last week, pardon me. Ultimately reverse down, then reverse back up, still hanging out above that $100 level, but putting in a higher bottom. got him there at 98, as well as support additional at 91 with the bull support line at 80 for NFLX. But that's just a few of the a handful of the ones that are reporting this week. We have additionals of banks reporting on Tuesday as well, along with Citigroup, BlackRock, Wells Fargo. Then looking on to Wednesday, even see Morgan Stanley there, Kinder Morgan, even see Progressive as well. Even moving on towards Thursday, you have quite a few, including Bank of New York Mellon, and even Pepsi reporting also, along with Charles Schwab. Even can scroll down the list and include some of those on the 17th, and wrapping up for some other sort of regional banks for you, and even State Street there as well. So kicking off a busy week of earnings. As always, if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice start to their week.